BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg has announced the creation of an independent commission to look into the events surrounding Friday's bomb attack and mass shooting. The panel will examine the killing of more than 70 people and the role of the police, who've been accused of responding too slowly. John Brain reports.
Although the officers who are on the island have been praised for the way they came to the aid of survivors, the overall police operation has been criticised. Questions are being asked as to why it took officers so long to reach the island and why the police's only helicopter wasn't available. This afternoon, the Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, said a commission would be established to investigate both the killings and the police response. However, it appears the government won't be waiting for the commission's report before taking action. It's announced 100 new police jobs that will be created in the two areas targeted in the attacks.
The United Nations World Food Programme has begun airlifting food into the Somali capital Mogadishu. It flew 10 tons of nutritional supplements from Kenya. Our East Africa correspondent Will Ross reports.
The cargo is 10 tons of a peanut-based therapeutic paste, a lifeline for severely malnourished children. The UN's World Food Programme says this will feed 3,500 children for a month, and it's the first of 10 similar airlifts. The Somali Prime Minister has complained that the UN is being too slow with the delivery of food. The challenge facing all aid agencies is immense, but some analysts are questioning why this emergency was not prevented.
Libya has condemned Britain's decision to recognise the rebels as the sole legitimate governing authority. The Deputy Foreign Minister Khalid Kaim described the decision, along with the expulsion from Britain of all remaining diplomats appointed by Colonel Gaddafi, as irresponsible and illegal. Britain's recognition of the rebel Transitional National Council follows similar moves by the US and France. James Reynolds was at the news conference.
Eight Libyan diplomats now have a one-way ticket back here to Tripoli. Libya's deputy foreign minister made it clear how unhappy this makes Colonel Gaddafi's government. Khalid Kaim told a news conference that his government considers Britain's move unprecedented, irresponsible and illegal. "I personally consider it a stain on the forehead of Britain," he said. Mr. Kaim added that Libya would try to reverse the decision by taking legal action in both British courts and also the International Court of Justice. And he condemned Britain and France for supporting the rebels in eastern Libya.
Russia has criticised the United States for imposing a travel ban on 60 officials linked to the death in prison of a young Russian lawyer working for a US company. A Russian foreign ministry statement said that Moscow was already investigating the death of the lawyer and any attempt to interfere was unacceptable and risked damaging relations. BBC News. Ethnic Serbs in Kosovo have attacked and set ablaze a border post with Serbia, hours after a dispute with the Kosovo police appeared to have been resolved. Earlier in the week, Kosovo police had attempted to take control of two crossings from a European Union mission, but eventually agreed to hand them back after skirmishes with ethnic Serbs. The Kosovo government had wanted to enforce a ban on imports from Serbia. Police in Britain have arrested an 18-year-old man as part of an international investigation into two groups which have allegedly carried out cyber attacks on businesses and intelligence agencies. The man was arrested in the far north of the country and taken to London for questioning. The arrest comes during a crackdown on the so-called hacktivist groups Anonymous and Lulsec. AIDS activists in Swaziland say HIV patients are so poor they're resorting to eating cow dung to fill their stomachs before taking antiretroviral drugs. Doctors say the drugs do not work on an empty stomach. Richard Hamilton reports.
AIDS campaigners have cited the incidence of Swazis having to eat cow dung as an example of just how desperate they've become. Swaziland has one of the world's highest rates of HIV and AIDS infection, and its healthcare system is reported to be in ruins. Protests were held in the Swazi capital calling on King Mswati's government to spend more on combating the pandemic. Sub-Saharan Africa's last absolute monarch has been criticised for his lavish lifestyle while much of the population lives in abject poverty. He has an estimated personal wealth of $200 million and each of his 13 wives has a palace paid for by the state.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Rocha, has officially invited athletes from around the world to the 2012 Olympics in London. At a ceremony marking exactly 1 year until the start of the Games, he hailed Britain as the country which had invented modern sport. BBC News.